2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. The Royal Automobile Club of Australia invites you to consider membership today.
Earlier today, I spoke of the arrival this Monday of the 11th generation Honda Civic hatchback, a small car that put the Honda nameplate firmly on the minds of buyers when it first arrived here in 1973. The Civic has evolved over the years, grown in size, and, as announced this week, grown in price. Just one new model, the Civic VTI LX, highly specified, but also highly priced, from $47,200 drive away, $12,000 above the price of the current VTI-S 10th generation entry model. Yes, the new model has a lot more features, but this is a big price jump, pushing the Japanese-built hatch into prestige German territory. Only time will tell whether it can sustain this pricing position. As I said earlier, with Honda's new agency sales model, the price is set in stone and there's no discounting. But in fairness, Honda quality and fit and finish is a hallmark, and whilst I haven't driven it, on face value, the new Civic does have eye appeal. An uprated 1.5-litre, 134-kilowatt turbo four-cylinder engine with the latest generation CVT automatic in a far more streamlined body, larger all-round to the current model, distinctly more sporty with a lower roofline, in just one model, best described as the burger with the lot, with a stack of safety, comfort and convenience features. I'm David Berthon.